Welcome to the Journey of You, Reflections on Faith, Identity, and Becoming. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis. This is a space to slow down, breathe deep, and tell the truth about where you've been, where you are, and who you're becoming. Here, your story is honored, but it does not define you. It becomes your testimony. Wherever you're listening from, you're invited to settle in. You don't have to rush this journey. You don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? Let's sit on the couch and have a conversation, okay? Face to face. So recently in church, we spoke about the importance of knowing our role in this thing called life. And similar to playing video games, we are often holding the controller and directing our characters every move. Now, I don't know how old some of y'all are, but for me, that makes me think of like Super Nintendo, Mario Brothers, Luigi, and Saving the Princess. And that used to be so fun. And I know I'm dating myself. But maybe you have an Xbox, or maybe you play on the Wii, or you've got a PlayStation, whatever. Whatever game it is, you're familiar with a controller, or even the remote control on the TV, where you can change the volume, you can turn it on and off. You control what is happening, okay? So that's a game that you're playing. But in real life, we often forget that we are the character and God is holding the controller. I'm gonna let that sit for a minute. Does that not completely blow your mind? I know, it blew mine too. It was kind of like, ouch, you know, let me let that sink in for a minute. But it's like, though we are given choice in our own free will, most things, if not all, are honestly out of our control. We have to trust God fully in every area of our life, in the unknown, the uncertainty, the uneasy places. I know that's not easy. And like in the game, we can pick up the control, you can change your skin, you know, if it's Fortnite, or if you're in Roblox, you know, you can go to a different room or come out of this game and go in a different game, or you can, you know, play with different people. It's not that way in real life. It's not as easy as just, oh, you know, tag me back in, or, you know, gift me a life. We are gifted life, but we are not in control. And I think that's a hard place to sit in sometimes, because we want to control it. We want things to go our way. We want things to move in our timing, on our timetable, and the way that we envision it. And, you know, I know we've talked recently about, you know, when things look different. And that's real life. Life happens every single day. We have to show up. And we are the character. God has already written a story for us. You know, we know from Jeremiah 29 that God knows the plans he has for us, you know, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a future, you know, and a hope. And he figured all that out before he even formed us and put us in our mother's womb. He had the whole plan already. But the beauty in it is that he gives us a choice. And so each of us has to make that choice. Again, it's our own free will, but ultimately God's purpose always prevails. And you know, we make the plans, but God directs our steps. And so being okay with that and understanding that God is in control, giving up that control can be hard. We have to walk in faith and use his word to be a lamp unto our feet and a guide unto our path, just like it tells us in Psalms 119, 105. But think about that for a minute. Like, when was the last time you released control? And you were like, okay, God, here you go. Have you ever given him control? Maybe you've given him this one area over here and you're like, okay, God, I give that to you. Oh, yep, here you go. I'll give you that too. But then there's those parts that you've got walls up and it's guarded and it's like, nope, I've got to protect me. Nope, I'm not giving that up. I'm going to control it. I'm going to make sure that such and such and such happens. How often has that actually gone your way? I know, guilty. Yeah, same here. lots of times that I try to control it, or I thought that if I do this, this will happen. If I do this, that'll happen. And more I pushed and harder I tried, the more that I tried to control it, the less and less control I had. That's a hard pill to swallow. So I want you to think about that right now. Like, What in your life do you feel the need to control? Or what are you scared to let go of? Maybe that's another way to look at it. Like, is there something in your life that if you really let go and gave control to God, that it would be freeing for you? And you could just breathe. You know, what is that thing for you? You know, is it a person? Is it an activity? Is it a title that you have? Is it a certain persona or perception that you've been carrying or maintaining or, you know, trying to give off to people that is exhausting and overwhelming or causes you anxiety and you're just ready to let go? Like, what is it that thing that you feel like you have to control it in order to protect yourself or to feel safe? That's the thing that you've got to be able to let go and give to God. I know it's not easy. I know it's scary and terrifying, but it's also going to be freeing for you so that you can move forward into what God has for you and so that He can open other doors that right now are probably being blocked because you're trying to be the one controlling the game and it's just not possible. There are too many factors and things that are out of your control that you have to just let go and let God. So today, I just want to encourage you to give it to God. Know that your creator has it covered. One more thing that I can think of that was pointed out is that God is sovereign. There's beauty in that, okay? Like, God was not elected. He didn't get voted in. He can't be kicked out or impeached. And he doesn't need a single soul's permission to do anything. He just needs your trust and your faith. And with him, all things are possible. So be blessed today and watch what happens when you give God full control of your life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Father, that you are sovereign, that you know everything, Father, and you often tell us our end from our beginning. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that we can fully trust in you. Help us, Father. In those places and areas that we still want to hold control or that are scary to give up control in, remind us that we can be vulnerable with you, Lord, that we can cast our cares on you because you care for us, and that if there's anyone that we could be safe with, it's you, because there's nothing that could separate us from your love. So we thank you, Father, that we can freely give to you everything that we're trying to control, and while it may be scary and overwhelming, excuse me, and not exactly what we want to do, we thank you that even in that, you'll meet us right where we're at, Lord, and you'll walk us through it every step of the way. Thank you that we can be safe with you, that we can be ourselves with you, Lord, and that we don't have to put on airs, that we don't have to put up walls or guard ourselves from you, because you're the very one who created us, and you will put us right back together in the way that you want us to be and help us to become who you created us to be. So thank you, Father, that we can be safe in you and that you are in control of our lives, Lord. Thank you for still giving us free will and free choice, that we can make the decision to freely give you control, Lord, that it's something that we desire to do and want to do so that we can let go and leave it in your hands, Lord. I pray over each and every person that's listening, Father, that you show them right now, Father, exactly where they're at and what they're still trying to control or manipulate or make go their way, Lord. Show it to them, Father, and help them to release it into your hands freely, Lord, so that you can show up and show out and do everything that you've desired to do for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that you be blessed today and that you remember that in this game of life, God is in control. It's not you. So give him the remote control and let him determine which steps you need to take and which paths, because he's already ordered your steps. All you've got to do is walk in them. Let him have control and be free to take care of the things that only you can, like choosing to praise him, to love on him, to worship him, and to pour out to others. Leave the rest in God's hands. May you be blessed today. This is your journey. It's where your life begins.
Thank you for spending this time with me on the journey of you. If today's reflection resonated, you're welcome to continue the conversation with me on Substack, where I share written reflections and podcast updates. You can find me at toniadbennis.substack.com. Thank you for being here.